Bar Halacha Monday night, Hey of Hey Menachemov, about washing the 9 days. Okay, so some halachas of the 9 days. So today we'll talk about rechitza, washing. So we already mentioned the ponov yod of araglov is mutter in cold water, and everybody wants to know, but it's so hot, and how could it be? We can't take a shower, or maybe we could take a shower, and everybody's matter it, etc. So it's a very simple hagdara. What Chazal asked the 9 days, they asked various things for different reasons. Rechitza's asur, it refreshes you. It makes you feel refreshed. It makes you feel gishmak. When you don't do the rechitza that they asked, let's say kol gufo. If you feel uncomfortable, so you're supposed to feel uncomfortable. That's the point. There's the point you feel uncomfortable and you feel refreshed. You feel gishmak. So that's what's asur. Now obviously or logically, at some point the uncomfortableness becomes what the Gemara calls either lichluch or zuhama, and it's past the point of just being uncomfortable. It's the point where it's dirt, it's unhealthy, it's the equivalent of zuhama. You can wash off even on Yom Kippur, probably. Zuhama is sweat. I mean, it's not talking about sweat. It means a sweat that builds up, and you feel more than uncomfortable. You feel dirty. So that's mutter. So every person has to make, that's mutter. So you have to make your own judgment call about if you're just uncomfortable, which you're supposed to be uncomfortable, or if it's past that point where it's a gather of dirt, lichluch, zuhama. Now, if you're going to take a shower because you feel it's reached that point, so the poskim demand certain things to make sure that you're not on a slippery slope. First of all, you can't use warm water. You have to do it in cold water. Maybe you could introduce a little, we're talking about now if it's lichluch. You can introduce a little warmth into the water so that it shouldn't be ice cold. But it can't be pleasurably warm. There's no excuse to wash your whole body if there are only specific areas which have that lichluch or zuhama. So you have to spot clean those areas in the body. That's number two. You can't use soap or shampoo unless they're what's needed to get out the zuhama. But stamazoid, that it gives you a more refreshing wash, so that's what's usur. You should do one limb at a time. You know, you shouldn't like immerse yourself into a shower. That also is like crossing the line into a pleasurable experience. So those things, even if you do it, so again, I'll point. So again, it's not rocket science, that line. You just have to be honest with yourself. Realize that you're supposed to. The uncomfortableness is what Chazal wanted. They wanted the uncomfortableness. So you have to use your own judgment when it crosses that line into lichluch, into zuhama. And then again, Chazal, even then the poskim make certain guidelines so that you shouldn't cross over the line. And that is, you can't use warm water, and you can't use soap and shampoo unless that's necessary for the lichluch zuhama. You shouldn't do your whole body at once, and you should make sure you don't wash those parts of your body which don't have the lichluch and zuhama. Okay.